because I want everything he's got. I'm not satisfied with just a little bit. I want everything that he's got. And I'm telling you, you got to get into your heart. You got to understand. You got to get it to where you're sold out and you want nothing else but the Lord Jesus Christ. The enemy is out there trying to take everything you've got. And I talk to people that say, I got a pretty good life. You know, they'll talking about their self. And I'll ask them, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? And they'll say, oh, I don't need what you got. I said, you may not need it today, but there's a day coming that you will need it. Every man is going to answer before the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to tell you that God loves you and he died, that he sent his son to die for you, that you might have life in him. And the life is more than what this world offers. I don't know about you, but I want to live the life of another. And that's of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:21. God is good, people. And we got to trust him. We got to lean on him. We got to just follow after him with all of our heart. And run as hard as we can run. 1 Peter 1:21. Says, whom by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. We got to understand, there's a generation coming behind us that don't have no hope in nothing else. They don't have no hope in mom and dad. They don't have no hope in grandma and grandpa. They've lost everything. They need a light, and that light is Jesus Christ in you. You've got to understand that. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. And revival's coming to those that will get themselves in a place with him that they can be used. Listen, I don't want to be a dead man walking. I want to be alive in Christ. In Christ, you're alive. Without Christ, you're dead. If you have not Christ tonight, you're a dead man walking. And I'm not trying to be hard on you. I'm trying to tell you that God's love is here tonight for you. That if you'll just say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins, save me, and take me out of the life that I'm living in now, and give me the life you offer. It's the greatest life you'll ever live. It's the greatest life you'll ever live. Verse 22. It says, seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. 23 says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God. Not by man's word, by the word of God. Being born of incorruptible. It says, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. One day I'll die if the Lord don't return before then. Without a doubt, it's appointed once for man to die. But my body may go into the ground, but my soul will live forever with him in eternity. And I'm telling you, and then one day I'll come back in a glorified body just like he is. But you've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ. You hear me? You've got to have the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, it says, for all the flesh is grass, and the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower therefore falleth away. It says, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by gospel is preached unto us. I'm telling you that Jesus Christ is love. And he's going to do more than just build church buildings all over America. He's going to build a body that's going to come together in power, in love, and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. Listen, we got more. If you know the Lord Jesus Christ, he has more for you. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, he has more for you. And I'm telling you, but we got to get real tonight. We got to get with it. And we got to let God just be God. I've had the Lord, listen, the Lord keeps me. That song that they sang about his presence. If it wasn't for the Lord's presence, I'd be in trouble. Because I can get on my worst day and I'll start seeking the Lord and I'll start praising him. And his presence will start coming in, coming down where I'm at. And the next thing I know, I can get up and stand up and do what he says to do. Not in my strength. I walk in the power of his life, not my life. And I'm telling you, we got to get a hold of just the word of God. I'm telling you, God loves you tonight. Romans 10. Romans 10. Listen, I done made up in my mind that I'm not stopping. The devil's not stopping me. I'm not stopping. Man's not stopping me, and I'm not boasting in me. I already know what God has spoken to me, and I'm not stopping. I'm going to do what God's called me to do, and if I could get one soul saved a year, I'll do it every year. And I'm telling you what, it's one soul at a time. We got to get a hold of the power of the love of God and share the gospel. I don't want to be ever learning and never coming to the knowledge of Christ. I want to see souls saved. I want to see souls saved. Blind eyes open. See, that's what he was speaking to me in that Habakkuk. See, there was a time in America that revivals were so strong, wheelchairs would be lined up across the front, but a man of God or a woman of God would come up and pray for them, and chair after chair after chair after chair would be emptied. Crutches broken, thrown away. Drugs thrown in the toilets and flushed. The power of the gospel is salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ and him alone. But that's what he was telling me in that vision. He said, you'll see it. He said, what was done in America was not done in vain. You'll see the effects of it. You'll see the promises of it. You'll see grandma's prayers and great-grandma's prayers. You'll see the anointing of God fall again. You'll see blind eyes open. You'll see deaf ears open. You'll see the healing of God. Cancer has no power against God. Cancer has no power against God. The devil is a liar. He'll tell you whatever. He's a liar. He loves you. Romans 10:9. You know, I was seeking the Lord a couple years ago, and I've said this before, maybe 3-4 years ago now. And I said, Lord, I said, what do you want to do? I said, what do you want me to do, oh God? And I said, Lord, I said, you know, I'm not going to do anything without you telling me, without you leading me and guiding me. I'm not going to do it, oh God. And he said, I want you to preach me and me alone. You preach Christ and Christ alone. There's nothing else matters. And I'm here to tell you tonight that he would leave the 99 if you were the one that was out astray in the streets tonight. He would leave the 99 and walk out to the one and show his mercy and his love and his grace. And I'm telling you, that's what we're going to do. What's it worth to lead one soul to the Lord Jesus Christ and it stick in their life and they never turn back? It was worth the life of Christ hanging on the cross and shedding his blood for the sins of that one person. And I'm telling you, it's the same price today. It's still sufficient. The blood that was shed then is still sufficient for the sins of the world. And we got to understand that we're in a time of grace and mercy, and it's God's love. I'm telling you, we got to get a hold of the gospel and run in the power of it. I mean, I'm telling you what. You go to Walmart and you just see the sadness on people's faces. And I know people's in hard times. I've been there myself, and there's times that I'll sit down and if I look in the mirror, I got to remind myself, look, God is with you. Lift yourself up and encourage yourself. And I'm telling you, there's times you got to shake yourself off and get it back in the power of God's word and say, God, I'm going to run. I'm not going to sit. I'm going to leap over a wall and run through a troop, oh God. We got to get a hold of the power. The power of the gospel. Romans 10:9. I'm telling you, revival is coming. But he's looking for one thing. I know I got duct tape on my finger. I cut my finger. It's not so I can point at people. The band-aid won't stay on, so my dad always used duct tape. Duct tape works. he told me. And this scripture has always dealt with me for 11 years now. When I first read it, he says, will I find faith when I return? And I've been seeking the Lord. He said one thing he's looking for to bring revival back. And that's faith in him and him alone. It's not faith in a man. It's not faith in a church. It's faith in Christ Jesus alone. The head of the body. The head of the church. And we got to understand, it's in Christ and nothing else. And I love church. Don't get it wrong. Go to church every day. It's open. And support your local church. Give to them. Do everything you can to help them. Because I'm telling you, the enemy does not like a real church. Romans 10:9. It says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You ain't got to go through 10 different process steps to get a hold of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you got faith in your heart, you can move a mountain with what God's given you. And I'm telling you, you got to get back to the simplicity of Jesus Christ. Paul warned of it. See, America's knowledge increases so much right now. At one time, it was like 72 years for it to catch up, they said. They said right now it's less than 72 hours. That's how fast it's growing. And that's part of the Bible. It talks about the increase of the knowledge and different things that's going on. But I'm telling you, you've got to just accept the Lord. It's what He says. It says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believe on Him shall not be ashamed. When I got saved, I threw everybody I knew away. Listen, you got to get real. If you're coming out of the drug scene, if you're coming out of the crazy life and you think you can stay hooked up to them and still live your life for God, you're deceived. You got to throw everything away and get real with God. And I'm telling you, people say, well, that's kind of radical. But I'm telling you, it's between life and death. You got to understand, we got to get a hold of the gospel and walk in the power of His mercy. It's not about, well, will I make it today or will I make it tomorrow? It's about, who can I take with me today? Who can I take with me tomorrow? And I'm telling you, if we'll just believe the Word of God. Paul warned that the simplicity would be taken out of it. Verse 12 says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call on Him. Where's your heart's cry? Is it the Lord Jesus Christ? Where's America's cry at tonight? Where's Sullivan's cry? Is it the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm telling you, we got to get back to it. And it's not about beating anybody over the head with the Bible. It's about sharing the love of God and His mercy and His grace. His power just to live. John 3:36. Could you imagine being on the day of Pentecost? They were all in one mind, one accord. They were waiting on the Lord Jesus Christ. See, there's times I'll dream myself into that room. And they're just praying. I don't think they were bickering about who's going to sit on his right and left anymore. I don't think they were worried about who was going to be the leader of the pack. I believe they were saying, Lord God, You said You would do this, oh God. You said, oh God, that You would do this, Lord. And Lord, we're waiting for You as you told us, oh God. And I'm telling you tonight, we got to be the same in where You're at now. You may not be in an upper room, as they called it, but You ain't no different than they were. The Word of God has already told us what we wait for, but we got to get a hold of it and say, God, You said You would do it if I would just do this. And not let go. And not let go. John 3:36. It says, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Your troubles tonight is not because God hates you. God loves you. America's troubles tonight is not because God hates America or any other country. God's the troubles in Korea is not because they got a crazy leader. The troubles in Korea is because Satan is driving it. The troubles in my life when I was living for the devil wasn't because God was a bad God. It was because I was living for the devil. And I'm telling you, we got to get back to the basics of it. Who do you want in your life? It's Jesus Christ that offers Himself to you in the fullness. There's nothing else more needed. And you say, well, then how come I have all these troubles? The Bible says, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Let's stick with the Word of God. It's what it says. It says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but I deliver you out of them all. Let's stay with the Word of God. Look, how many of you have had troubles when you wasn't living for God? Everybody I know. How many of you have troubles while you're living for God? But God delivers us out of them all. Like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, whether it's in the fire or out of the fire, whether it's in death or in life, it don't matter. I'm going to serve God. And that's where we got to get to. Just serve God. Amen. John 5:24. I got a couple of scripture. Look, I'm excited what God's going to do. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. You don't come and drive all these tent pegs and get people to sweat in 105 degrees and just say whatever. No, we come out in faith believing God's going to move a mountain. We come out in faith believing that God's going to do something in a city, that souls are going to be saved. You may not ever see them under the tent, but in the hours of the night, they're through these places, and in the mornings, they'll come in and talk to you when nobody's around. And I'm telling you that it's God's desire that we share the gospel. John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. And I'm telling you, we got to understand that Jesus Christ offers the same thing today as he did when he went to Golgotha Hill, when he gave his life for the sinners of all the world. He still stands and says, will you please take what I have for you? Will you please take what I have for you? See, the world offers a corrupted word. That's the reason why I always tell everybody, stay with the Word of God. Don't waver from it. Stay with the Word of God. Stay on track. Read your Word of God. If I read something that don't sound right, bring it to me and show me in the Word of God. I'm telling you, we got to keep ourselves in place with Christ. It's not about just, listen. A couple of weeks ago, I was praying, seeking the Lord. I said, Lord. He said, look, and he showed me in the scripture. He said, it's written in every man's heart. He said, I don't care if they're atheist or what they are. He said, they know me deep down. He said, they know me because I wrote it there. And I'm telling you, but sometimes it takes a lot of things to get things pulled out. God's desire is not to afflict you. God's desire is to bring you to a place closer to Him than you could ever be. Amen. Mark 16:16. What's it worth? Listen, this life is going to pass by so fast. It may not seem like it to you. It may seem like you're barely trudging along. But what is 100 years? If you live 100 years old, what's 100 years compared to eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? Or eternity in hell's fire? It's a vapor, the Bible says. This life is but a vapor. But so let's live it to the fullest in Christ. Mark 16:16. Says, he that believeth in me, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents and drink. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I'm here to tell you that from Habakkuk, from the vision, from the word that the Lord gave me, He's going to restore and He's going to revive. He's preserved the things that's coming in America by His gospel. And you got to understand, He's not changed. I've had people ask me, how come God don't still heal? I said, God still heals. I've had people ask me, how come God don't still save? I said, God still saves. I said, I'm a witness for that. I'm a testimony of that. God take you right out of the darkness and put you in the light and give grace and mercy upon your life so you can live no matter what you face. I'm here to tell you tonight that if you're sick in your body, God will heal you if you can believe Him. That's what it says. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. If you got something going in your life and you need a miracle from God, get your faith up in Him and get your faith up higher than it's ever been and get on your face and ask Him or get in a prayer line. And let somebody pray the prayer of faith over it. When your faith and their faith comes together, you'll see the power of God. I'm telling you, we got to get back to it. We got to understand. He said his people, if you don't have a vision, you'll perish. Listen, God's done showed me what's coming. And it's awesome. It's awesome. I wouldn't trade it for nothing. And I'm telling you, but we got to expect it. We got to look for it. We got to get hungry for the real Word of God. We got to get hungry for the life that God's offering you tonight. Are you willing to accept what He has for you? See, it's easy to say, I'll put my name on the church registry, which we don't do that. But will you take what God has for you and say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm telling you, we got to get back to the place we just get a hold of Christ. Get a hold of the Word of God. Pray unto the Father in Christ in Jesus' name. And believe with everything that we got. Lord, your Word says that we'll cast out devils, that we'll lay hands on the sick, that we'll see blind eyes open, that our loved ones will be saved. Lord, I'm not backing up. Your Word says it, oh God. Just like it was in the upper room. They wasn't backing up. They said, Lord, I'm going to wait for you because you said you're coming. And I'm here to tell you tonight that He's coming here in America too. And I'm not talking about His return. I'm talking about the power of God to do the mighty works and miracles of the Bible. It's going on in other countries. It's going on in places in America. I've got missionary friends that tell me of the stories of miracles, flat out miracles. Not light thing either. I mean great miracles happening, one right after another, because they're in fields of people that'll walk for 12 miles to come to a service because they have nothing else. They ain't got no Walmart to run to or no government to help them. The government done robbed them. And I'm telling you, we got to get back to faith. We got to believe God. I want to see the move of God. I want to see salvation to the uttermost. I'm going to have her come back to the piano. That's my daughter playing on the piano tonight. I'm proud of her. And that's my wife singing with her. I'm proud of them. Praise God. If I sit down and told you my whole testimony, you'd look at me cross-eyed. I've told you part of it. But I'm here to tell you tonight that God's greater than anything you'll face. But you got to have God. It ain't just saying I go to church. It's I've got Jesus Christ in my life, and I'll not fail because He's with me. I got Jesus Christ. If you don't know Jesus Christ tonight, the greatest thing you'll ever do is come up in these altars and say, Lord Jesus, save my soul. Or if you're not where you're supposed to be with Him, get in the altar and just say, Lord Jesus, help me get closer to You. Be real with Him. Listen, He's not some great big God sitting up there with a big stick waiting to smack you. He's standing up there with arms wide open saying, I love you. Please come to me. Please come to me. Please come to me. He loves you. Listen, it's coming. I'm going to set this tent every place I can. If it was up to me, I'd keep it up every day of the year. Somewhere. Because it may not happen tonight, but I'm telling you. The power of God is coming, and it's coming greatness. And I'm telling you, I know we've seen miracles in the ministry. I've seen boys, a little boy that this tall with deaf ears open and his ears, I mean really deaf and really open. I've seen tumors disappear in their heads and not come back. God still heals. God still delivers.